Porsche eases off transition to electric vehicles amid low sales. By Amy Furr on July 23, 2024. German luxury carmaker Porsche is slowing its transition to mostly electric vehicles because it will apparently take longer than planned. The company made the announcement on Monday after having set a goal for 80% of sales to be electric by 2030, according to Reuters. It is important to note that the Porsche Taycan, which the automaker describes as an amazing electric sports car, is priced starting at $99,400, per the company's website. The Reuters article said Porsche has watered down its goal of going electric by tying it explicitly to customer demand and developments in the electromobility sector, saying in a statement only that it could now deliver on the 80% target if those factors warrant it. The article continued. The transition to electric cars is taking longer than we thought 5 years ago, Porsche said in a statement. Our product strategy is set up such that we could deliver over 80% of our vehicles as all electric in 2030, dependent on customer demand and the development of electromobility. Porsche has been struggling with low EV sales throughout 2024, according to Reuters. Meanwhile, fellow German luxury carmaker Mercedes-Benz backed off its commitment to go fully electric by 2030 amid weak sales. Breitbart News reported in May, adding that the company was returning to gas-powered vehicles. The outlet continued. In January, Ford Motor Company followed through on plans to scale back production of its all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck, cutting it in almost half, over a lack of demand among American consumers. Meanwhile, late last year, nearly half of Buick dealers across the United States opted to take buyouts from General Motors to avoid having to sell EVs. Car dealers have asked President Joe Biden to halt its EV mandates, citing a lack of demand. During his recent speech at the Republican National Convention, former President Donald Trump vowed to save America's auto industry from Biden's EV mandate, per Breitbart News. He said he would end the electric vehicle mandate on day one, thereby saving the U.S. auto industry from complete obliteration, which is happening right now, and saving U.S. customers thousands and thousands of dollars per car.